This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 497 for Monday, July 29th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market is retreating to start the week, following the lead of most vegetable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are down, while European rapeseed is mostly lower. However, crude oil is slightly higher. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The U.S. Federal Reserve will announce its latest key interest rate decision on Wednesday. The November canola contract is down $14.70 per ton at $631.80. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are down, while wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 55.043 million tons of U.S. corn were sold or shipped during the 2023-24 marketing year by July 18th, just shy of the USDA's projection for the whole year. So far, actual shipments total 47.67 million tons. Total export sales for new crop shipments are currently 4.87 million tons, slightly more than 1 year ago. The eastern U.S. Corn Belt is expected to see 25 to 50 millimeters of rain over the next week, while some rains may fall on parts of Minnesota and Iowa. Taiwan is looking to buy up to 65,000 tons of feed corn from either the U.S., Brazil, Argentina, or South Africa. The September corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.92. Total commitments for U.S. soybean exports in the 2023-24 marketing year are 45.31 million tons, 98% of the USDA's forecasted total. Accumulated exports are at 42.07 million tons so far this marketing year. So far, 2.9 million tons of new crop forward sales are on the books, down 30% from last year and the smallest amount in 20 years. Strategy Grains left its European Union soybean production estimate unchanged at 2.215 million tons, up 4.6% from last year. The November soybean contract is down 27 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.22. Exporters have sold 36% of the USDA's export projection for the 2024-25 marketing year so far for wheat, on track with the agency's forecast. Sovacon raised its production estimate for Russia's wheat crop by 500,000 tons at 84.7 million. Taiwanese wheat mills issued a tender for 105,650 tons of U.S. wheat on Friday. Tunisia issued a tender for 125,000 tons of soft milling wheat and 50,000 tons of durum. France Agrimaire said the country's wheat harvest was 41% complete, up from 14% the week before, while conditions were 50% good to excellent. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.24. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.48. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.85. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.